we are not just on the map. I think we're going to be on the intergalactic map after this.
That's Pensacola City Administrator Eric Olson Tuesday morning speaking at a ceremony at Pensacola International Airport, renaming it Pensacola Intergalactic Airport. The name change is, of course, in honor of Pensacon, which will be returning to the city next month. Mike Ensley, the chairman and founder of Pensacon, spoke during the airport ceremony and received a copy of a proclamation from the city renaming the airport.
And I want to give a big thanks to all of our community support that we get every year, not only from the residents and the attendees, but also the business community, the local government, everyone that supports Pensacon every year.
Ensley says with a month to go before the convention, plans are firming up.
We're getting there. We're working on it still. You know, we still are announcing a few guests here and there. We still, we announced Linda Harrison from Planet of the Apes, the original Nova, one of the last surviving cast members from that film just this past week. So, yeah, there's still a few more people to get in. But, yeah, everything's getting there. We're really close now, a month away.
The airport also unveiled a display of some props that appeared in the movie Star Trek Into Darkness, which arriving passengers will see as they leave their flights. They are on loan from the Merrill family at the Southern Restaurant Group. Bernie Merrill describes what's on display.
That's a Lieutenant Sulu hero uniform that he wore throughout the movie Star Trek Into Darkness, which came out in 2013. And the case is what they call, it's a cold fusion device that Spock drops down into a volcano in the very beginning of the movie, opens it up and sets it off to stop this volcano from wiping out a primitive culture. And the reason we have these, we had older Star Trek props, is Paramount just recently, very recently, had a little auction to sell off some of the props from the reboot, 2009, 2013. So we picked up some pieces out of that.
Merrill says the restaurant group has been involved with Pensacon since the con's second year, with various restaurant locations dedicated to different interests, such as Harry Potter, Star Wars, and, of course, Star Trek. He says he's glad to be able to show off some of his Star Trek collection.
I've been collecting them for about 10 or 15 years now, and had them in a warehouse, basically, because my wife wasn't going to let me keep them at the house, so I really didn't know what we were going to do with them, so this kind of worked out pretty well for us.
My name is Jay Gallops. I'm with the USS Continuum, Star Trek fan group right here in Pensacola.
The USS Continuum has been operating in the Pensacola area for 25 years and also loaned one of their exhibits to the airport. It's a replica of the time portal from the Star Trek episode, The City on the Edge of Forever.
First time we've ever had this display out, so just hope that people can come by and enjoy it and as much as we have enjoyed doing it.
According to economic impact studies, Pensacon gave the local economy a $1.4 million bump in 2017 and has been responsible for over $10 million of economic activity since it began in 2014. This year's event is set for February 23rd, 4th, and 5th at the Bay Center, as well as the Rex, the Sanger, and the Pensacola Little Theater. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.